Miracles, Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norepinephrine and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. are back with Gary Richard Arnold. Gary is the master of all the secret orders, all the intel people, both on the left and right, all the globalist Luciferic Satanists that are trying to run the world for into the ground for the Prince of Darkness. And if you think there's a conspiracy theory, you just don't want to either pay attention because it's too scary for you, or you want to be lied to, which we're not going to. We're going to tell you the truth. So, Gary, you've got lots of news today. There's a couple of top stories. De Blasio is running. So now I've changed the name of the party. I'd like to pick up names. Like Trump, I like to put, I call it word salad names. I'm building a dictionary over in Clay and Iron website, clayandiron.com. And the new name for the Democratic Party is not only the Demon Rats, because they want to kill babies right up to the moment of birth and after, and the elderly people with a new health care plan, but also I call it the Demo Clownic Party, because they're a bunch of clowns. When you see the kind of things that they're doing in their policies, it's like, you can't be serious. Try to even put a proposal that even a logical, decent person would even think is considerable. But they don't. I mean, it's like when you see Beto O'Rourke trying to kind of deprecate himself about how he had white privilege and all this other stuff and how no one's fit to run for president. I mean, give me a break, Beto. If you think people are going to love you because you all of a sudden become suddenly humble when you're jumping up on the top of the stands inside restaurants, so you're already a tall guy, probably over 6 foot, and now you probably want to be like 10, 11 feet tall, like you're some kind of a Nephilim giant in your restaurant trying to get people to listen to you. Have something to say. Have policies to say. Trump does. That's why when I listened to his thing this morning about immigration, again, obviously he's not going to get cooperation from the Demon Rats or the Demo Clown Party. And Nancy Pelosi's trying to get everybody to calm down. Don't say impeachment. But that's all they're doing. They got like six or eight investigations going on, including even Donald Trump's son having to show up before a Senate committee. This is insanity. This is abuse. It's not what they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be taking care of America. These people shouldn't get health care or even a salary because they're not doing their damn job.
It's deliberate coup d'etat. These people are chosen and rustled and selected by the huge and powerful multinationals. You're talking Bain, right. McKinsey and Company, the central banks that control the media. And when they move somebody up, like a dope like Beto, it looks like a teenage guy that's overexcited and, I can't wait to to date some girl and probably has very little chance of doing that. It reminds me of that story of, what was it, the boys that were sent on an island and they started, carnivizing each other and it was really bad. There's
Lord of the Flies. I think is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. The Lord of the Flies. And he's, this is what is happening right now. And they want the Lord of the Flies in order to go nuts like we see them, we perceive them. But this is orchestrated Lord of the Flies to diminish an attack and hold back any resistance is to keep neutralized all the people listening to the show to not get involved in local politics because they might be called some dirty name or something like that. But they've got to get involved. They got to be players, and they'll be surprised how many people that they have that will gravitate to them if they make a plan and get involved. And the primaries are coming up, so get involved right now. It's the people that are listening to this show that can make a difference in the primaries. If you wait until, I've heard Michael Savage, years and years, do the stupidest thing, and he says, how can we vote for this person that, the Republican Party put up? Well, bull crap. That's the national committee. That's not the local people. He never, ever, as far as I know, encouraged people to get involved in local politics and get involved in the primaries, groom candidates, attend those meetings before the primaries, and select the person that's going to be put up by the Republican Party against the establishment. And that's where Michael Savage, while illuminating and interesting and valid on thousands of points, he cuts off the ability of the people to that they themselves. You and I, our listeners, get involved in the process,
why does Michael Savage do that? Because he supposedly considers himself a conservative. Why is that?
I don't know whether it's dedicated to Israel or Eustace Mullins, who was, you know, one of the prime openers of the, you know, conspiracy with his Federal Reserve,
stop for a second. Let me speculate. When I see somebody who presents himself as a conservative, you know, it's like Alex Jones, but then he disagrees with somebody with valid points and valid science or technology or intel information, it's because they want to control the narrative. And that means that they're egotistical, and they'd rather not find in by asking better questions or someone else who has better questions. They want to control the narrative. I'm not interested in controlling the narrative. Don't want to control the narrative. I want people to challenge me with evidence and logic that in intel information that may I don't have. For example, I have contacts after the show over the last number of years. I've been on now approaching 15 years on all these networks, and now my own network the last 4 or 5 months. But previous to that, I had a show on Clear Channel. Before that, a show in Colorado Springs. Clear Channel show was across the country on Wednesday nights. What I want people to understand is I want dialogue. I don't get it. I have almost nobody willing to challenge me. Even my co-hosts don't ask me tough enough questions. I want you to ask me the toughest questions you can ask that you think no rational human being could answer, or at least present with logic to break it down. The problem I see is Trump presents with some degree of logic, which is really good. But he's got bad advisors around him. Some of the people around him I find are positively scary, like John Lightning Bolt and Mike Pompeo.
Bolton and Elliot Abrams, they're totally, clearly part of the deep state and anti-American.
Right.
Those are the people.
That's the problem I see. And Trump should get that message. Now, I'm working to try to actually get a direct contact through to Trump, and I want to have what's called a Samuel Council, which to get people like you and me and others that can get so many minutes a month with Trump on the phone, in the White House, to talk to the guy directly and present him with information and perspective he's not getting from his advisors. Because what I see happening is bad decisions being made. For example, the decision about Venezuela. There's people starving to death right now. You can't delay this 6 months or a year because you got the election coming up. You got to deal with it right now. Secondly, Russia has nukes at our throat. And if something goes wrong, let's say with Iran, because Russia and Iran are directly together putting these missiles against Israel, they could easily launch missiles against our country, and the first one they hit was the weapon of indignation to knock out our power grid. And the population of America would just consume itself, okay? That's all what happened. People don't understand this. So, Trump, you need to pay more attention. You're too focused on a few things because the people around you are controlling your narrative and controlling the menu of items that you're going to have to choose from. You need a wider range of information that provides intel that you don't get from these knuckleheads that are trying to manipulate you. For example, John Lightning Bolt and Mike Pompeo and these other people that you mentioned, they're dangerous. These are savages. They want war. They want conflict. They don't want resolution. I'm sure that if I gave the right advice to Trump, he could squeeze the left and right testicles of Putin and the Chinese oligarchs that are poisoning us with carfentanil from China. And if you want a trade deal, squeeze a hell of a lot harder. Don't allow any deals with any country that trades with China, not just the embargo against Chinese products coming into America. So only 2.9%? How about this? How about embargoing against any country that trades or imports products from China? That would put a stop to China.
How about kicking all these Chinese students out of all our tech colleges
all across
the country?
Kick them all out right now.
Stealing and being trained by, apparently the China is supposed to be the executor of the New World Order, and of course we know the Skull and Bones with their Yale and China and Bush being the ambassador, Skull and Bones by Nixon to China, and Winston Lord, Skull and Bones ambassador to China, Alan Schwarzman with the Schwarzman scholarships, people look that up, a total traitor. That's training people for globalism in China. Go look at his university.
Here's my point. You're absolutely correct. They should kick them all out. Trump's new immigration policy should be, you want to be America-friendly, you want to be not Muslim. Muslims should not be welcome here, period, because Islam does not compete with America, Judeo-Christian ethics, and the Constitutional Republic, period. I mean, that's not even open. When you see the activity of these two congresswomen, Ilhan Omar and Talib, it's insane, the comments coming out of them.
It's not insane against deliberate. It's the media that promotes these same people. It's the same Eastern establishment. It's the same people that we talked about a couple of days ago. These 10 school admission organizations. Even if they don't make it to the secret societies, they are the players. They are the appointees around the world for the State Department and for the U.S. Army and on and on.
Right.
These people totally are suppressing around the world, not only us, but you see it in Australia and New Zealand and, Germany and Czechoslovakia. We are all to be part of a world government, and they're denying us what would, in the nutrition parallel, they're denying us the essential minerals and elements and vitamins in order to function as an individual. They don't want that. They want us dependent and crippled.
Here's what's happening with Trump. The head of the Senate, is now talking about the idea of putting out a bill where they're going to extend the time that these children are detained from 20 to 100 days so they can actually deport most of these people back to their home country, unaccompanied children, so they don't get released in the country. And a lot of times these coyotes are taking up children or they're brought up by a non-related relative so they can get in the country and then do whatever the hell they want in here because they never show up for court. That needs to end. And that needs to end now, not in a year and a half from now with Election Day.
No, the revolution's coming. They've demonized Trump enough that they can kill him. We've got our so-called sanctuary cities up and down the state of California. We've got tent cities surrounding the capital of Santa Cruz and other places. You go up and down the highways. We've already got so-called American-born people that are out there, and they're jamming and flooding this area. It's the
here's what I would do to fix it. Number one, and I saw this back in Vancouver when I did my residency out there, and they were actually taking these stupid policies in terms of drugs, even having needle exchange programs. Stop it. These people are psychiatric or drug addicts, need to be put in a facility, and you can have an extended facility where you have normal people that are just out of work.
Well, let me interrupt you right there. We had at the last board meeting, which my friend Victorious Alexander and I attend. There will be a series of YouTubes that you'll see with us addressing directly all of this stuff. There was a nurse that went up there, and she said, providing these needles, and she named them, and she, there's no accountability. They're in the beaches. They're in the streams. They're all around the children.
Let me finish. I don't know if you knew what I was going to say. Okay, there's three groups of people here. We have normal people that are just out of work, or they lost their job, or they're... Number two, we have people who are mentally ill, people like vets that are post-traumatic stress, people who are mentally ill or depressed, people who are basically, had something bad happen to them and they're not functioning. And then we have drug addicts. They should not be damn well passing out needles. They need to go to a facility. It can be a homeless facility for drug addicts. You don't get any damn needles. You get detoxed. You get proper treated.
There's legitimate people that are thrown into this mix, and they bring out the legitimate people as a reason for their evil. They're not taken care of, the churches and the counties and so forth should be taking care of them.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
At the same
here in California,
the drugs are brought in by the CIA, by Afghanistan, and if Trump had any control over DEA and a whole bunch of other stuff, this could be ended. But he's surrounded by, they have so much in play that it's like trying to shovel back the waves from the shore almost.
No, I don't buy that at all. I know hyperbole. If he needs private protection to his family because we're dealing with a military police state is what we're dealing with trying to attack Trump. And you're right, the next thing is if they can't impeach him, they'll try to assassinate him. I think we need to actually face the reality of here. We have an active coup going on, and they'll go to no extent, including assassination, to get rid of Trump.
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah, it's on. It's on right now, and he has to face that. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses. Hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels. Valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic. Milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart. And bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
I want to stay focused and
on some of these issues. What I see happen, Trump is putting out on the White House lawn today an excellent immigration policy, which should be done right away, but it's not. The Democrats, as far as I'm concerned, are committing geopolitical suicide. None of their candidates, now the latest addition to the clown party, is de Blasio. What I see happening with Iran, Trump needs to actually be more Trumpian. If I was advising Trump, whether it's Russia, Iran, or China, I'd squeeze a hell of a lot harder.
I think one thing, every time you include the Democratic Party, we need to include the Rip-On Society segment of the Republican Party. They are the same controlled globalists in both parties. So unless in the next election these Rip-On Society sellouts are eliminated, like Burr bringing up Trump's son, we don't need that. We need to call
that's the guy from North Carolina tried to cross in. And why would he have to cross reference and go over Donald Trump's son? This is ridiculous, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You look at all the crimes and things that are going on in the United States. I kind of like that guy. Kennedy from Louisiana is quite outspoken and very articulate. I think a lot of America doesn't like anybody with a southern accent. But one of the best congressmen ever from Louisiana was, his last name was Rarick, and he put tons of wonderful stuff in the congressional record, hardcore, understood it all, was a former local judge in the state of Louisiana, and if anybody, I haven't looked up his thing on search for a long time, but I think it was his name was John Rarick, but he's one of the patriots like Lewis McFadden who called out the Federal Reserve and just nailed their butt. But there's a lot of people. In fact, what's surprising is that what's his name? Let me cut to this right here. This is Zygmunt Brzezinski. The regionalization is in keeping with the trilateral plan, which calls for the convergence of the East and West, ultimately leading to the goal of world government. National sovereignty is no longer a viable concept. So he's pushing trilateralism. This is Zygmunt Brzezinski, a founder, along with Packard, Cranston, all these other people working against the Constitution of the United States, pushing these local councils of government.
Yeah, they're called COGS, aren't they? So council. And by the way, this is how they get around the state government and federal government. They just put COGS and then they control through the COGS, which is basically a division extension of the United Nations and the globalists through the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Bilderbergers, et cetera, isn't it?
No, that's what they're doing. The parallel government is almost in place, and I'm kind of I'm very disappointed in the Birch Society. They've been given a couple of heads up on what's happening in California regarding that, and they're
Why are they ignoring it? That's an important point. Why are they ignoring it? It's almost like one of the things I've learned, and when I'm trying to inquire on anything, whether it's medical, geopolitical, spiritual, is a paradox is an answer to a question you haven't asked yet. Like, why are they not getting it? What is it?
I'm guilty of that. I've had people bring me information that was accurate and important.
No, I'm not doing excuses. I want to know.
I'll dismiss them or put it aside and continue on
What you're saying is it's an a priori assumption. And because it doesn't fit your previous world model of what's going on, you dismiss it even if it's got solid evidence or logic behind it.
Yeah. Again, as far as I'm concerned, I think a lot of this is time. I just don't have any time. I'm trying to push aside, normal living in order to take input. And my biggest sin right now is not getting out and consolidating what I've pulled in to get out for other people to use. And we've got a lot of decent people out there.
Gary, you can't go to enough meetings. You need to do it through media, which is why we now have expanded dramatically in the last few months, including adding now pipa.io 2 months ago, which makes all our shows on more and more platforms. We have radio.co, our station out of the UK. We've got video. All of our shows are converted to video. The only way we can get out the truth is through audio and video. You can't go to enough meetings. You can spread yourself so thin. And basically, a lot of time when people go to these meetings, they're run by the Delphi technique. And they want to hear your opinion, but just so they can dismiss it. They want to hear you so they can vote you because you have to agree with the majority.
And you're right. The difference isn't made there. The difference is made by bringing that up and expanding that knowledge through any media network that you've got. And I praise you for working on that. I don't have the mentality or the smarts to understand that. And you're absolutely right. And I would encourage people that are listening to this program to help fund that specific project in expanding the information
what they need to do is simply take the links that we have from, let's say, we have all kinds of things, Spotify, TuneIn, iTunes, Stitcher, et cetera, et cetera, and just send it to other people in comments. For example, I get a lot of good comments that are on our YouTube channel when we convert all the videos. We have the videos up from yesterday, for example, and I have comments there, a lot of views, a lot of videos. But that doesn't include all the people who go to Blueberry, TuneIn, iTunes, Stitcher, Patreon, SoundCloud, etc. And what people need to do is they need to send this to their friends, send the link, say, hey, I think this is important for you to listen to this. Or take
when
a clip.
I attended Anthony J. Hilger's memorial, I was able to stay with the lady who was taking care of him for the last 4 or 5 years after his stroke. And I was permitted to pull about 15 of his DVDs. I think there's probably another 15 here and there, and I might be able to pull a few more from her. But what I'd like to do is be able to make that available on a continual outstreaming or whatever it is where they can click on and get this information.
Well, I'll tell you what you do simply, okay? Get the put it as a DVD and put the title and everything in it. Send it to me and I'll post it up. Not only put it in my own terabyte drive, so I've got an archive record of it, but I'm gonna put it up on my social media, Vimeo and YouTube channels. I can do it. I got the bandwidth and everything to do that. All I have to do is there's 100 or 500 videos, just send them to me and I'll post them all up.
That'll be terrific, and I think your listeners would truly appreciate it. I mean, there are some in there.
Now let me explain something, and this is both for the listening audience, it's for my co-host and for others. The devil doesn't care which way he takes you out, whether it's financially, medically, geopolitically, or relationally, because some of your relatives kind of persecute you or treat you badly. But I give advice to help people survive their physical challenges, their geopolitical, and even financial. For example, I've had people call me and they're asking me questions about how they can actually make an income so they can afford not only to live, but also to buy the supplements and everything else they do medically. Because 83% of the people who go bankrupt in this country have insurance. They even have a job. And so the problem is people find this hard to believe, but I can tell you, and you know this is a fact, there is no problem on earth that I cannot approach and give you either an immediate solution or the logical way to approach and find a solution. And the problem is, I'm not trying to go to a million churches. I used to offer myself to be able to do a video link to go to churches. I used to travel around pro-life to churches. I don't do that anymore. I don't go to conferences anymore either. I mean, I think it's a waste of my time. Because most of the people are jabbering or saying things that sound entertaining, whether they're MUFON about UFOs, and they really don't understand what the hell's going on. Or geopolitically, they are on either the left side of the dialectic or right because they're in a tribe. I don't believe in tribalism. I want the truth, and I want people of every skin color, every nationality to face the music. We need strong nations, but we need a strong nation of America. I don't care where you come from, whether it's China or Russia or whatever. You need to become an American, which means no matter what your skin color is, you need to speak American. You need to believe in the American Constitution, and you got to support it, which Islam can't, which is why we shouldn't be importing from Islam. We should start deporting these people. We should be shutting down mosques to teach young first and second generation Muslims here in America to be terrorists. People don't realize that a lot of the things that are going on in the world are because we try to decide to ignore things. And the problem is that even with Donald Trump, you know, people assume Trump is a genius. He's a genius at business. There's no doubt his father trained him to be a blue-collar billionaire to get down there with the guys, so he's very efficient at it. But the problem with Trump is that he's too trusting of people around him, especially if they, you know, they admire him and they give him kind of compliments. You know, his ego, if you massage his ego, he may think, oh, you're a great guy, at least for a period of time before he fires you.
But what Trump needs is... My latest disappointment is his using the term McCarthyism, which was first used in the communist, what was it, People's World or whatever their national magazine was at the time. And he's accusing his enemies of McCarthyism. Senator Joseph McCarthy was the one that exposed George Marshall.
We're going to have to reconnect because your phone is cutting in and out there. You try it again, see if it works.
All right.
Oh, it's back now. Maybe you have to lick your hands or your better antenna. I don't know.
Let me get back.
So in other words, what you're saying basically to summarize is he's using the term McCarthyism, which in fact was based on reality, not on a delusion. McCarthy wasn't a delusional, was he?
No. And there's a book, America's Retreat from Victory. There is so much solid inference, and it was a communist program in order to create, and they created the very term McCarthyism. In order to create what they said was, you know, false accusations. And McCarthy was dead right. And when the Venona papers came out, he was more than dead right. Tucker Carlson, and I see, our president using McCarthyism, and they're historically and...
they're wrong.
You know, as far as veracitude, absolutely wrong. Joseph McCarthy was dead right.
Right. Here's the problem I see. And this is something I've noticed even over the last number of months, trying to get in contact with the president over my laser net interferometry, my classified information that I have regarding missile defense. There's a lot of barriers out there. The people around Trump, the people in the media... even when I contact people regarding movies, for example, like the movie Unplanned. The Unplanned movie. I contacted the pro-life group here in California from the Pro-Life League of Southern California. It turns out they're Catholic, and it's fine because there's a lot more pro-life Catholics than there are pro-life so-called Protestants. But when I contacted them, someone in their media person in Florida said, well, I went on your site and it said that you said that the Pope is a globalist. I said, that's obvious. I said, you want to argue it? And do you want the facts, or do you want me to be delusional and lie to you so I can get you on the show? No. The fact is, we can't have you on, we can't come on your show. I said, I'm pro-life, you're pro-life. Do you want this issue to be brought forward so we get rid of Roe versus Wade and protect the unborn before the human race starts getting genetically hybridized with animals and machines to literally make the human race fade into non-existence? People don't realize there's an end game to this. And the problem is the end game isn't just on the left. People think it's all just the Democrats. No, it's not. It's on the right, too. They don't care which way they get you. It's just like a snake pushing against itself. They just want you to get to the other side of whatever their goal is, but like a snake pushing against itself. And that's what you point out. As you saw these...
Mel Gibson, was chased out of Hollywood because of his... inebriation, I guess, from Moon Shadows. In fact, when I went down to attend Anthony J. Hilder's memorial, I stopped by Moon Shadows. I had a girlfriend that worked there, and she reminded me of that Hall & Oates song, Little Rich Girl. But anyway, you know, we had an affair for a while, and I noticed that the local paper, recently when we went down, that Pritchett Realty took up half the page. But she used to work at Moon Shadows. But at Moon Shadows, Mel Gibson was handcuffed and taken away in a squad car. And his comments about the Jewish involvement, or the Zionist, or whatever it was.
Yeah, you need headphones right away because you can't have a speaker on and you can't hear the...
CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 50-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with the toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world and very importantly should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control,
simulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing lumen photon therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a lumen photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the lumen photon therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a lumen photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
And we welcome back now. So the first and best thing that people can do listening to the show is literally forward that show to Donald Trump into social media and eventually make him try to contact me. For example, yesterday I got a request to get a notice on the birthday card for Donald Trump. So I put it. And my notice was, you need to contact Dr. Bill Deagle to come on the NutriMedical Report radio show or video and for us to raise issues and give you specific intel you don't know. Because Donald Trump is a smart guy. He wants to do right. But he wants to get a clue, and he's not going to get it from the people around him. He's been surrounded by globalists that are PNAC and maniacs that want to have chaos. If I was president, the dark side would be terrified of me, and they should be justifiably, because you'd have bodies dropping on the White House lawn if they're trying to do bad stuff, okay? What I want people to understand is Trump is, in a sense, some degree of naivety, or he's been threatened, him and his family, that if you do X, Y, Z, we're going to kill you and your family. Firstly, I think we're getting almost to the state where Trump has to declare a state of national martial law. Because what I see the actions of the Democrats as we move into this election, because the next stage is, in by the summer, let's say, when it becomes clear that the field is going to start contracting from 23, including the latest clown, de Blasio, if they can't impeach Trump, they're going to try to kill him or his family. His son, his wife, his daughter, his whatever. And people need to get this. As we move to this stage, that's when Trump needs to move to something much more aggressive. And the first stage would be, before you declare martial law, increase your own special forces around between as an interface between you and the so-called Secret Service. And I'm using an example here. The Fast and Furious was an example of someone who was impeached by Congress, by the Republicans, but never gave over the documents with the fact that they gave these guns with unlicensed numbers on them to drug cartels working with us. They worked with the CIA and with what's called the SAD, or Special Activity Division of the CIA, to get our cut of the drugs from the drug cartels in Central and South America, and of course also overseas in Afghanistan, the Golden Triangle. The fact is, the corruption's inside our own government. The reason why the narco states exist is because we want them to exist. The reason why the fourth richest man in the world is a Mexican is because we want him to be there, because he gives us our cut. Okay? We don't go...
Exactly. Well, the founder of the Skull and Bones was William Russell, who was in charge of, you know, the opium going to China, the various opium wars and the expansion into Turkey and other areas. And I think what's important, you're talking about, you know, kind of somewhat of a mercenary or private protection for Trump. And he needs to do that because of, you know, you go back to William Donovan and all the people of the Dulles brothers and so forth that created the so-called intelligence agencies. Right here locally under the Panetta machine, which is real heavy duty on censorship, they have an outfit that's called American Alarm Security.
Right.
And they provide the... Instead of the sheriffs and the police, they substitute them. And our last meeting that we went to, we were doing legitimate Brown Act, Constitutional First Amendment recording of just the door entering into the chambers that says, you know, you can't come in until 15 minutes before the meeting. Before, you didn't have an agenda. You couldn't find a damn thing there. And all he was doing was recording, and they had one of the people hired by the Panetta machine,
let me focus here rather than kind of really just going. Here's the most important thing. He needs private security that interfaces so that the Secret Service knows there's always one of his own private security to protect him. Number two, he needs info security. The fact that he's insulated. When we had Kelly, we had the Kelly filter, I call it. Now, this guy Mick Mulvaney is another idiot. His comments, for example, 5G network, I don't know if it's toxic or not, but it's really good for business. These are idiots, okay? Trump needs his other security is what's called info security. If he doesn't have information from people like us in the trenches that know the issues and solutions, for example, I know how to fix healthcare. I know how to fix the border. I can do it tomorrow. The first thing he needs to do is put up what's called a cyber wall. Second thing is they're already doing it. Nobody's going to get, amnesty unless they actually apply from the originating country. Everybody else but it gets returned to their home country. Everybody. Okay,
they're way ahead. They're just like the British hiring the Hessians in order to do their dirty work for them. This is happening throughout Panetistan in California. So it's not a sheriff or a policeman that swears his oath to the Constitution. They're not schooled. I called today at First Alarm Security that's hired specifically by the Panettaites.
See, that's not the problem. The problem is this. If we could get through to people that presume that, for example, I found this bizarre, but it was true. Last week I saw the statistic that 57% of American Democrats believe that Trump is guilty of a major crime against the state. They believe he's involved with treason. How the hell can a rational American say something that stupid after Mueller-gate? When they had 17 Democrats investigate him, then Mueller leaves what I call the obstruction crumbs of 11 crumbs so that they could try to have Nadler and his people kind of scurry something together by pretending that somehow Trump is a criminal. He obstructed when there's no primary crime. He didn't collude with the Russians.
Well, they have no access to that information which we're talking about. It's like the Cultural Revolution in Communist China, and things are working up to that. They don't care whether it's law-abiding or not, and they're doing it, as I mentioned, locally as well as nationally.
Yeah, Gary, here's a real simple problem. We have three boxes. We have the witness box, the voting box, or the cartridge box. One of those boxes is going to come into operation, okay? Kamala Harris and Beto O'Rourke and Pete Buttigieg and these other morons all want to take away our guns. Now, people don't love guns. They love the fact that they have freedom because they have a gun. Now, I'm not as fit as I was in my, say, 20s and 30s, but I'm a really good shot. And I also have exotic weapons I'm building. So if you want to bother Dr. Deagle, and you want to harm Dr. Deagle, I'm going to faceplant you. I'm going to send you to your maker. Now, if you take away my guns and you have a country like Venezuela, you starve to death. In fact, Maduro actually has taken away health care and even drugs or even electricity from the people and water that don't agree with him. Now, that's what you have when you have a totalitarian state, which is why the next hour we're going to talk about this with Kevin Kenney, who's otherwise known as Mr. Sixpack, called his book's called Socialism Sucks, coming out July 4th.
Well, we've got to remember that Solzhenitsyn said that, only they had pitchforks when the secret police came in and they used a few of their own, stopping them right then and there, that it wouldn't, it wouldn't occur. It was Ronald Reagan that rejected Solzhenitsyn to the White House and instead played the movie Reds from Hollywood with his buddies. A total United World Federalist, and unless you identify the people around Caesar that are going to stab him, you're going to lose. You need to get rid of the naivety and listen to Dr. Bill Deagle and his guests, and send him some damn money to protect yourself. Buy the information that he has to help enlighten you, and if you've got a medical situation, I found
this is where I was going to complete my statement earlier. Although our dear friend died of a stroke, there was no need for it. Give an example. Let's say that you were going to have a specific medical problem. Let's say heart failure or a stroke or you got cancer. Do you think that I could provide you natural therapies that would prevent that stroke, cancer from killing you? Of course. Now, some of my hosts will avail themselves to get my help. Others don't. You know, Tim, one of our previous guests and hosts on this show, stopped about 2.5 years ago. He didn't listen to my advice. And as a result, he ended up with a medical catastrophe. And he's now retired. Now, I'm not saying this to be arrogant. I'm saying this to be the reality. And I'm not asking people to like me, but I demand respect. And not for my sake, it's for your sake, because if you listen to the geopolitical information we bring on guests like Gary Richard Arnold or next hour Kevin Kenney, you're going to prosper and survive. But if you don't, whether it's health issues, geopolitical, or spiritual, you're going to do the opposite. Things are going to happen. That's why we have our NutriMeds and our technology, and I do integrate it with your local surgeons and doctors and specialists and whatever. But the same thing geopolitically. We don't need to have big committees. We can do two things. Firstly, become aware of the truth and file, say, pro se litigant actions. We have a course called How to Win in Court with Dr. Fred Graves. You can get this course over on our Diagnostic and Therapeutic. You can actually do it and start taking actions. Stop thinking that notifying your local politicians is going to do a damn thing, even going to these meetings, because they're all a farce. Filing legal actions as a pro se litigant will do something, okay? Becoming aware and telling other people to get our information on videos and information and getting back to your politicians, because a lot of these politicians don't assume they know everything. They've often been in a 10 school or they're in some kind of Masonic order, but everybody's got red lines. They will not cross those red lines because there's a portion of them that's decent or reasonable or humane.
Yeah, they're not as powerful as most people think. Right. Probably 80-85% of them go along to get along, and they have their own doubts about what's going to happen to their families and their future generations. And I encourage you to go to news-expose.org to see some of the things that are going on that you will never see either on Fox or some of the
Your information is some of the best I've ever seen, along with our dear friend who recently died. But I tell people what the thing is, if you have a medical problem, let me help you so we can extend your life and help your function. Number one, number two, get that course, How to Win in Court. Start doing pro se litigant actions. Don't think going to a pile of meetings or burning yourself out thinking you're going to just write your politicians. They're ignoring you, okay? I've been writing politicians now for years trying to get on and get some of these politicians to come on my show. Even ones that I think I totally agree with, like Rand Paul's pro-life bill, he said, oh, no, I don't think I can come on. I even had the legislator, Terry Collins, from the Alabama legislature, but I've now found the attorney who's involved with a pro-life group in Alabama, he's probably going to come on.
Let me tell you this. I've got two letters that was sent to me by a man by the name of Richard Lambkamer from Texas. He sent an email address with Dr. Anthony Sutton's expose of Skull and Bones. Ron Paul said he thinks that's one of the most important pieces of information. He'll get back to him later. Within 14 days, he said, I'm too busy. I can't go into this right now.
Sounds like the same thing that when I want to talk about his legislation he put in 2016 and ran again in January 2019, Rand Paul. Listen, buddy, you serve us, not just in your own little state of, let's say, Alabama or Missouri, wherever the hell you are. You serve us Americans. And the thing that sets America out is we are interactive with our government. We're not separate. We are hiring the government to project our will, which is why the will of the state of Alabama is to get rid of abortion. Now, it's also Gary here.